Okay, BO2K. We're going to move kind of slow so we don't leave anybody behind. We're going to go over a lot of blatantly obvious stuff. So if it's blatantly obvious to you, congratulations, and you have a clue. First thing you would need to do, obviously, is download probably the international version of BO2K unless you're within the U.S. and you can get the U.S. version, which comes with the plugin for triple DES encryption. Thanks to the government, we can't let that go outside the borders, and people outside the U.S. are not fortunate enough to have strong encryption on their networks. CultDeadCow.com or www.bo2k.com will have it live within a few days, and you can download it from there. First thing you're going to want to do is go ahead and just unzip your archive. And in the past, what would happen would be people would run the server, and they would wind up infecting themselves. It would automatically delete, and Sir Distic was getting flooded with mail saying, hey, why doesn't it work? What happened? And it kind of broke on me. This left a rash of people sitting in IRC with port 31337 open with no password, getting owned left and right, and a hard drive suddenly getting formatted in the middle of the night for no reason. This problem has been corrected, so you cannot walk all over yourself. And when you first run the configuration utility, it starts the wizard. And when you get used to the utility, you can also turn the wizard off so you never have to deal with it again. And you very simply walk through, and it selects the executable as it sits in the directory that it's run out of. You can browse around and have different ones sitting in different subdirectories or under different names and have different ports, encryption schemes, plugins, and whatnot assembled for whatever specific uses you have. You can select that and move forward. You can move forward. Woo! Check that one out.